So last week we started Kuf Tezayin, and we saw in Sefer Aleph the halacha of Gilui Mashkin. So Gilui Mashkin is a whole sugya shlema in Avodah Zarah, and the ma'aseh it's an awesome medina, the Isra medina de Gemara that Chazal asked Gilui Mashkin because we're choshish for the sakana of drinking things that snakes might have put their poison into. Like we saw that the ma'aseh it's not nidun as a davar shenesar b'minyan, and already the Mechaber brings from Rishayin, from the Torah, and from the Rashba, that because b'zman hazeh, already b'zmanehim and b'zman hazeh the chashmon at shlichi. Shulchan Aruch brings the sugi, he's misaches to the sugi, and he says, "Bezman hazeh, it's mutter." We saw different stadim lahachmir last week. Maybe the Shla says for Baal Nefesh. Maybe it's only because of a chashash if you're in a place where there are shkichin nechashim. And then we saw the famous shita of the Goyin, that the Goyin held that maybe it is a davar shebe minyan, and that even though the tam of this isser doesn't apply anymore, there's no more snakes around to put poison into your drinks, still you should be makbid. And we spoke about the different kolam of gidah. So lemaisa, that's clear. Yeah, there's an isser. The time doesn't apply anymore. Mekar din halacha doesn't apply anymore, and we saw it's stadim lahachmir. The pella is that there's another sugya, and the other sugya which is completely left out by Shulchan Aruch and completely left out by Rav Yishayim, and it's the opposite because this sugya l'chayr it's a gemar mefreshes. There's no chaylik, and chayr no reason to assume that this doesn't apply anymore. And the chayr should be aser. And afal pikein it's totally left out here in Chasakano. It's left out, and the rest of Shulchan Aruch for that matter. So what's that? So that's Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida in Daf Yud Zayin says that a person does one of five things, so he's in big trouble. He's Mischayev Benafshay. It's Mavur that we're talking. It's a member of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Hey Dvarim Hein Sha'oisin Osam Mischayev Benafshay. So the first one is Ha'oichel Shum Kaluf Batzel Kaluf Beitzel Klufa. That's all considered the first one. There's actually some Achrayim will learn they have to eat all of them together, all three, because it's counted as one thing in the Gemara. So, okay, that's not the Pash. Pash is any one of these things. You eat a peeled shum, peeled garlic, peeled onion, or peeled egg that was overlay in a layla, that were left overnight. That's number one. Okay, that's what we're going to discuss right now. Then also, hashoyse mashkin mezugin shafarlay in a layla, we mentioned last week by Gila, it's a different halacha that if you leave mashkin mezugin, drinks that are already mixed in with water, in a metal kli, the Gemara says, dafka overnight, that's also a problem. Not so matzah b'zmanenu. Halon b'vesa kvaros. Okay, don't try that. Hanoytel tziparnav zarkin l'rish sarabim. Fingernails and toenails to throw them are the problem, so that the post can speak about Hilchos Shabbos. And the Gemara is mavur there that we're machmir, no matter how it's cut, we're machmir, but as long as it's moved out of the room, pass the mishpura as a suffix, if it's just, we bring some place, if it's just moved a little bit or it has to be moved out of the room, that's ready mavatal sakana. It's the sakana is for muberes. That's exactly. The sakana is at muberes can speak. That's why maybe in the base of mechot it's not a problem. But at home, so that's the eitzah to sweep the floor afterwards. If you think afraid one fell, to sweep the floor and the chatchila to sweep out of the room, because it could be that that which you're mevatel the sakana, like they moving the fingernails, the dafka if you sweep out of the room. And can you do it? The chazanish was very makbid about this. When people came to him with problems that they were having miscarriages, supposedly the chazanish was said, "But you makbid on the tzipor night." And the last one is I make his dam shamish mitasei. Okay, b'zmanenu, if you make his dam, we're gonna lock you up. Okay, so the first one though is batzel beitza klufa shavu me'alayla, and the chayr shteit are that if these things are sakana, says someone who's going to eat such things mischayev benafshay, and it's just not mentioned anywhere. It's left out of all the it's left out of the Rambam, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, and the chayr it's taka big pella. So already the achrenim, a few hundred years ago, already picked up on this problem, and specifically in the time of the achrenim when the musig of a factory started, and they started producing things in a more factory type of a way, which meant they were keeping big barrels of eggs overnight and big barrels of onions and different things overnight, shum batzel beitza, and these shilas came up. So the Beis Shlomo in Yeredei Chelkav Smukov Beites, who's asked the shayla, and he's matmiya on the Rambam and the Torah Shulchan Aruch, where this whole thing just disappeared from the halacha, from the Rishonim. So his maskona is that l'mais you have to be machmir, because it's a Gemara. We have a Gemara, b'les chaylik, how could we make a b'schay b'nafshir, and I get a Gemara. So l'mais, him and others bring that there is a hisyachis this in the Rishonim. And that's in Hagos Mordechai in the back of Masechet Shabbos in Perek HaMotzi. So he says there that he was asked the shaila, "Lama anoshim ena makpidim elachol beitzim klufim travel le'alayla." Why are people not makpid? I mean, already in times of Rishonim, we saw people were not makpid. So Mordechai says, "Blashim efshir." He says, "Efshir that ruach zel l'shchich beinenu." There's ruach ra, you know. I guess there's many different types, and that this specific ruach, this specific shade, whatever it is, that comes to be chal on shum batzel beitz that you leave overnight when it's peeled, that's vaistois, not shchichi b'neinu, and that's why people do it, and you don't see anyone coming to harm, so it's okay. And then the Mordechai says a somewhat cryptic line. He says, and if there's psukim, the psukim will be matzel, so the achrenim say that he's referring to like the minug at least some they did by on either on Shavuos when they bring a kid to cheder, that they would peel an egg and write on the egg it's a pasuk and the kid would eat it. So by Shavuos they would do it the night before. She said there the pasuk will save from the ruach roi, that you also don't have to worry about that. Okay, so that's the Mordechai. So we do have episode of Makar and Rishonim that l'chara this din is a shtekon bottle. So the Marsham and Chelak Dalad Kuf Mem Ches, he says you can't be makel based on this Mordechai because the Mordechai said Efshir and Ulai. His Lashonis are there, Efshir and Ulai. So the Marsham wasn't so happy to be Semech on this. L'maisa, there are those Achronim who say that this is what we are Semech on, and there are those Achronim that learn that this is the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch, that he left out this whole halacha. That's what Darkei Tshuva brings from various different Achronim in Sifkan Ayin Dalad and Kuf Tezayin. Kuf Tezayin is the halacha of Sakanos. Darkei Moshe, even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, but Darkei Moshe brings various different things over there that are not brought by Shulchan Aruch. And so this, when he brings this, he brings from different Achronim, Yad Meir, others, that Alpi this Mordechai, that's Taka Pshat that many are making. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which we're going to get back to. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about these peeled eggs that are left overnight in Yeridei Chel Gimel, Simen Chaf. And he has one tzadah. He says that from the fact the Poskim didn't bring it, Lamaisa, it's a member of Shimon Bar Yochai. So he says maybe the Poskim understood that Shimon Bar Yochai was a Das Yochid and that everyone else is chaylik on him. Okay, so Moshe himself is machmer about this Indian at the end of the day. He says you cannot be mekel stamazai because we don't paskin. He says also you have to be meshubah to the Gemara even though it's not brought by the Poskim. But he's mitzadah over there, what's talking of Shai? He says maybe Shimon Bar Yochai was a Das Yochid. But Lamaisa, he's machmer. And the Maisa, that seems to be the consensus of many Poskim. Shevet Alevi also seems to be Machmir Lamaisa. So like this. Some of the Poskim bring the Minchas Yitzchak, Minchelek Beis, and Misamaches. He says that Lamaisa B'di'eved, there is Makam Lahakal. Even if someone wants to be Machmir Chatzilah, the Gemara says, Mischayev and Afshir, Lamaisa B'di'eved, certainly if there's a Shail of a Hefzid, a person peeled a lot of onions, eggs, whatever it is, and he brings in the Marshal. The Marshal in Yam Shishloime in Chulin, Perakal Abasar, Simin Yad Beis. Says over there, the Mashal is aligned there, that everything that Chazal, not just this Gemara and Yudayim, but all the things that Chazal mentioned, Mishum Ruchos and Shedim and these types of things, they're not Shechichi Bezmanenu. Meaning he's masking they existed, it was a problem, and Al Derech, what the Mordechai said, Zok there, Lidigdon, it's not Shechichi, you don't have to worry about it. What's that? Yeah, I don't think it's Shini Ateva. I mean, we're not talking about Teva here, we're talking about Malam and Ateva, but he's saying things have changed, and these Ruchos, the Maisa we're going to see. Yeah, so let's see. So Maisa, he over there brings a Taisus. Already Taisus in a few places says such a thing, but he brings a Taisus in the end of Yuma, that the Gemara there says, it's talking about washing on Yom Kippur, so the Gemara says that Be'etzim, to give a piece of pas to a tinuk is a sakana. Because when you give it, if you don't wash your hands, that not in the morning, it's not in that moment, you don't wash your hands, you give a pas to a tinuk without washing your hands, so it's a special ruach called shivsa comes, it can cause a big sakana to the tinuk. So Taisus says, we don't have that ruach is not matzo, it's not shchichi b'neinu. So some achrayim understand like this is a klal, like the Shem Aryeh is a tshuva Simchav Zayin. He says could be that you just like lagabi all other inyanim ka'ilu of divrei sakana mishum ruches and these things al derech like the Yam Shishlama. It could be this Tosis is like saying these things are not matzi b'neinu, even though Tosis there was speaking about a specific type of thing about this special thing washing your hands before giving pas to the tinuk. Okay, akapanim the Yisayda Dvarim is ready in the Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim says in Siman Dalet Sif Gimel. He says that all these things work zelu mazen. The pshat that these things potentially are not shchiach beinenu and bizmanenu is because as much as there was more kedusha ba'olam kayadua, like with nevuah and the taiva for avodah zarah, so zakter hu adim bazeh, as long as there was more kedusha ba'olam, so the ruchus and the shedim, the ruchus nishtikim azikim had also more kayach bizmanenu, and certainly bizmanenu. So but there's very little, you know, unfortunately the kayach of kedusha in the world is much weaker, so meilu hu adim, all the mazikim ruchniyim won't leave us alone as well. And the Mele, he and also in Shevet Levi say that Taka B'dievet, there is Makom Lahakal. The Ben Ishchai is Ha'aro, he says, well, look at the Goyim, see what they do, and if so, they eat these things, they eat their Ursa and all these things, they don't have, nothing happens to them, so Chare Tzaraya, just check, we'll use them as the Kinei Mita to see if there's a Sakana, they seem to be okay. So he brings ready, it's Kamat Mefersh in the Gemara that you can't bring a Raya from the Goyim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daflam Adalf says, what? Oh, so the Gemara says that brings a story that the Goyim were drinking Gilui. Bizman Chazal, to drink Giloy was Mamish Sakanas Lafashas. You drink poison, you're dead. So the Gemara says that since they're Oichli Yishkatsim and Ramashim, so it's Chaval Gufayu, they're more gas, and Mela, they don't get injured by these things. So Mela, Ben Ishchai says, that's why there's no Raif Megayim. And it says, I'll pee this Gemara. Ravadi has a tshuva, Ravadi Yosef. I don't have the Maramakam here. It's in Yabi Omer somewhere. And he says, since the Lamda says, that's Oichli Yishkatsim and Ramashim, you also can't bring a Raif from Chiloinim. because they're yidden. So some people think like it's off the goyim, they don't have an neshama, like the yid, but ma'isa chilayim, they're yidden who do these things, they also seem to be fine. So he says it's out this nekuda that it's once you're oichli shukatzim remashim, so it's chaval gufayu and meilam.
Even for a rukhni,
yeah, that's the okay. You're right. So the Gemara there is talking about the Gemara is talking about gilui, which is talking about pasha drinking poison. But yeah, he shtals to this. The mice we're talking about hezek agof. We're not talking about a rukhni stick of hezek. We're talking about hezek mean you're going to come to harm, physical harm. Just machmas the ruchos and the shadim. So he says it. But if you're a gas, if your body your goof becomes gas, and then you don't have that issue. Okay. Now, so this Yamshul Shalom, this Mashal, and this Tosfos that things you not shchichi b'neinu subchad is, or like in Karchai, that the daggers of Kedusha in the world have become less, so Mamelo, we don't have these things as much. So the Pshad is that these things have had existed. It's in Furash Gemaras, and Mamelo, Bismanenu, for different reasons, they might not exist, and that's why the Tosfos didn't bring them. Maisa, I'll just mention here what's Pashtus you do with everyone, is that there is a Tzad, a Mashmos, and some Rishonim, the Bechal, this whole thing doesn't exist. Now, how to deal with the Gemara is the big issue, but Kiyadua, the Rambam in a few places, in Beikar, in Perek Yidav, Milchus HaVeid Zara, so he seems to say that all these Yonim, Ruchus Ra, and Shadim, and all these Achin, so it's not real, it's all just a joke. It's a Lashon, yeah, it's all illusions, it's the Gaim's shtick to make people believe in their HaVeid Zara. So then Perek Yidav, the end of Perek Yidav, Milchus HaVeid Zara, Kulan Devei Sheker, V'chazavein, V'ein Roi Li Yisrael, Sheim Chacham Mechuchamim, There's a lot of different theories about what the Rambam means, because he seems to be being Saiser Psukim in the Torah that speak about Loziv Tizhu Oyle Sirehem and Chazal, which is Mole, these types of things. So that's the question. But so the Rambam says this here in Pirish Mishnayis and Moreh Nevuchim. So, and Lemaisi, there are, like in the Meiri in Sanhedrin, seems to say such a thing in Tzad Tzadik Vav, the Rach, who was the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Rambam. So there is such a base medrash that, you know, that seems to have just denied the existence of all these things, and the whole thing was just some kind of Ayin Ra, or some kind of just, you know, imaginary thing that scared people. What? The Rambam seems to be denying the whole thing, saying the whole thing wasn't real. So Kiyadua, so this is a famous thing that the Goyin in his Bir and Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Tzimukofayin Tesef, in Yigimel, he says Mamish Becharish was Gadol against the Rambam, that it was because he was Isaac too much of Safi, that he was noted from the Derech Emes. That's what the Goyin says.
It's pretty
yeah. So the question is, what did the Rambam mean? Some say the Rambam really knew the Emes, he just didn't want people to be Nimshach after it, so he was just trying to be Machir people from Aveir. Different theories, whatever it is, but that's what the Rambam says. Akadei Kach, that the Radvaz is a tshuva, and Gimel Tav Tav Memches, and the Radvaz quotes the Meiri. He quotes him Agav, he's talking about Ruchus over there. And at the end of the tshuva, a few paragraphs later, since he mentioned the Meiri, he felt necessary. He says, Palotach Shadeini, Nesha Kasafti Loshana Meiri, who says also these things are fake, Shani Machish Metzias Hashedim. Don't think because I quoted that Meiri that I actually believe what he's saying, because Ki Ani Maimin Bechol Debri Chazal, Afilu Sicha Kala Shabahem. Okay, so this is the shayla. So there is a tzad like this in the Rambam. You have to know how the Rambam fishtayed all these gemaras.
Where does the pasuk indicate the real?
Okay, the pasuk of the pasuk. Seirim meant some kind of, you know, shadim, different tachim. And chazal, you know, gemaras are full with this. So, okay, the shayla is how to understand the Rambam, but that's. And that was not Niskabel. That's what the Goyin and other Rishonim are Mavur, the Ramban in a few places in the Bein Chai, other Rishonim seem to accept Kipshut Pashas Adon. So, but in Kol Makom we said that even if it did exist, so the Maisa we still have this Mashal and various Achrenim and the Stimas Shulchan Aruch that these things are Pachzirs are left out of Shulchan Aruch and of the Halacha. So the Maisa, this Din Lemaisa, so we already mentioned from some of the later Achrenim and the Maisa, the earlier Achrenim, the Poiskim, the Maisa bring this Din La Halacha. Prichadosh, Archa Shulchan in Kufte Zayin over here, Shulchan Aruch Rav also has a perek on Shmir Sagof HaNefesh. So they all bring this. The Maisa, the Chavetz Chaim already in the Kute Halachos on the Seder of Masechta. So Anida, so he brings this Gemara and he says also, Lo Matzasi, I don't know why they in the Sharetin over there, in the Ein Mishpah, whatever, he says, I don't know why we didn't find this in the Rambam, the Rambam left it out, but Kol Makom Vadei Tzarech Li Zoher, Vadei Tzimforish Gemara, you have to be Choshish. Fine. That's the question. It's not clear that Rishonim don't say not to be Choshish. Again, like we said, Gilui, Chaber brings it, Rishonim brings it, Bizmanenu, forget about it. Here, it's just left out. So there's like a stimas. It's not. Yeah, maybe it's so clear this way, so clear that way. I don't know. al kolponim, because we're dealing here with a chashash that is not, it's a chashash that's going to cause you nezek haguf, it's going to cause you illness or whatever, it's going to cause you danger to your body, but otherwise it's not coming from al piteva, it's coming from ruchos and shedim. So the Gemara's mavur, some of that, you know, we couldn't know what the kolomar had to protect yourself from this, such a thing. But the Gemara did know. And the Gemara says, since it's al tzur achra, once you take off the peel and you peel it, that's where the problem begins. And to recover it doesn't help, because, you know, covering it helps from bugs, doesn't help from the shade. The shade can get right through. And the Gemara says, afal gav de manchi besilsa, it's put in some kind of basket. Umetzayu de chasimi, it's closed up and stamped up and whatever. Ruach rasha rebeim, doesn't help. From idach gizu, the Gemara says, that if you just leave a piece of the peel, even though it's not full, it's mostly, let's say, mostly exposed, but a piece of the root or the peel is left on, that's enough to protect it. Because again, ruach rasha doesn't work, you know, with the kolim that we know.
Keep shaving that, you seal up this thing, metal.
So there's a Gemara, we'll see. One second. There's a Gemara in Chulin that's Mavur like that also. Okay, so here it's Mavur that Sairi V'chasimi, even if you seal it up, doesn't help from the shading. In a Hanabi, you're making a good
they
point.
They can't get through the original.
But the original peel, they can't, not only cannot get through, but even if just a little piece of it is on there, somehow that keeps them away. It scares them away. I don't know why. So nice like this. Rebelski, they published now Sefer with his chuvas. So Rebelski has a chuva, he speaks about the different kolam of this halacha, and it's nagei to the factories with the eggs. So he says there, I think, a very big chiddush. And he says, the Gemara says that it's usher if you recover it, and tsairi v'chasimi, you seal it and tie it up. So zok there, that's just a regular kisui with like a sealed kisui. But he says that which the factories now produce, something called hermetically sealed, or even like the kufsa uchimurim, which he says is pachyot atumos lechalutin. It's like totally sealed shut and nothing can get in. Like the regular, you know, you could buy probably peeled vacuum packed, hermetically sealed, or the cans, the metal cans, which are totally fully sealed. So he says that that has a din like you put the klipa back on. In Kiyadu, in Hilchos Shabbos, and other halachas, it might have a hagdar of a klipa, you know, these packagings. He says it's like you put the klipa back on, and then taka, there's no problem of ruach ra. What? Sealed?
From air.
Yeah, so he speaks, I think, also about like vacuum packed and hermetically sealed, which I think means from air, but also he does mention there the cans, which are, I think they have some air in there, but maybe new air can't get in. Chesnish. What? Yeah, yeah, it has to be mamish, like really hermetically sealed. So Lemaisa, this is a big, very big chiddush, because again, you know, we're talking about Ruach Ra, and, you know, we don't really understand how these things work, and. No, he's saying the original klipa. Original klipa.
Once it comes off,
you put it back on. It seems like he's assuming it's okay. Unless if I cared, unless when you put it back on, it's just going to be sitting in it. It's not going to be real. My shaking here. They do it in a way that it's very tight. Face niched. I don't know what he's assuming.
See, it says garlic.
You can't put it back on. You can't put it back. It won't stick back on.
Be
right. It'll just be sitting in it. In a chanan. Okay, so lemaisa. Like we said, the column here don't seem to shtim with logic, and a little piece of the peel can protect it, but all the tzayir v'chasimi can't help. So mehechitesi, that to put a thing into a vacuum packet, pshutay shouldn't help. And l'chayr, that which the Gemara said tzayir v'chasimi, like Rav David's pointing out, is that l'maisa is another Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin and Tosis and Taina speaks about this. The Gemara in Chulin says that be'etzem shedim don't really have a koyach when there's tzayir v'chasimi, when there's some kind of seal and it's tied up properly, so then shedim can't get in. So it could be the Ravusa here is that this is like an exception, that even though it's tzayir v'chasimi, they can't get in. But to say that it's better if you do something that's vacuum packed, l'chayr, it's a very big kiddush, and l'chayr taka, the pash this is, that once it peels off, that's it. Oh, so Hagam, that Ramosha says, near the Enchel Gimel, Lamais and all these in Yonim, Imboy Lechidushay. That means we're not with Dan Bilsal Milsa. So I just think that he's doing it the Fakir to me. We can't do it Lechumra, not Lechumra, Ramosha says, we'll see, and also not Lekula. I think he's doing it Lekula. I mean, Chazal said a piece of the natural peel helps with the entire natural peel, so Mele, who identify vacuum packet, Enchetesi. So Lamais, that's what Ramosha says, though. He says that because Hagufa, that Hua Din Lechumra, we're not going to say Chidushim. Because Lamais was said in a special tour, and this is. Chazal Rami Megalatol Seidus of the Bria, so Mela it stays Kemois Shu, and we're not Medav Milsa Lamilsa. So he says Al Pizeh. So Eshlin, he doesn't say this. Well, this is, I would assume this is the reason why many of the Pesim say that once it's mixed in with something else, not just sitting by itself, that's really not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about a Shon Batzel Beitza. Once it's mixed up, chopped up, mixed up, maybe not even chopped up, as long as it's in some kind of Tarevis, the Pesim say it's Motor. And the Emes says they found this already in Rishonim. And Smack says this. And Simukov Ein Aleph. So. So Rebelski writes over there it doesn't have to change the flavor, it just has to be mashpia, which makes sense. I mean, I think the earlier place said it has to change the flavor because Other than that, it's insignificant. Well, like I said, we have a lot of things that don't change the flavor. They're very significant, like preservatives, things that maintain right the pH level, the acidity, whatever it is.
Didn't
so
that. Like soda.
So that's what we discussed last week. That's a shayla. I think l'maisa, yes, there is a big makom hako with water that's mixed with other things. Yeah, in a chanan. Even over there, it's a shayla not of ruchasra and shadim. It's a shayla of snakes. But l'maisa, it's dirty water. But l'maisa, that's what the preacher said. It's not mayim that are not tahirim. Could be that there's no gila. Yeah.
We also have
yeah, that's also shaykh the gila. Yeah.
Yeah,
mixed. That's the question. Mixed might be more kal. So Ramesha over there was saying a different kuli. He says that since the tzuras advarim that the Gemara was talking about was kipshutoi, that a person needs a shum batzal base, so he peels that he's going to use. And then he doesn't finish it, or he decides he wants to wait, so he waits till the next day. But in the factory settings where everything is being done and mass production al manas to leave it already for a few days or for a few weeks, wherever they do it, and put it into their containers and canisters, so it's like that. That's not the tzura that Chazal were talking about. And al zeh nemar his klal. That we're not down milsa milsa, and the mele he's makel to leave these eggs that they keep in the factories and they sell to bakeries and these big vats of eggs that they leave for a long time. I think it's the das and also the tzura, mass production egg. Meaning even if he says lahedyur and that if one person would peel an egg and say, oh, I have in mind, didn't even presume to use it in 3 days, that won't help. Because the tzura sadvarim is that's what Chazal are talking about. When the whole tzura is different, because it's mass production, so then he's willing to make all there are others. The mice the shayla he was referring to is the big issue with the factories that they have these raw eggs that the whites and the yolks that they keep separately in big vats and they keep for days or weeks, however long. So there are others who make all because they assume that the Gemara is talking about cooked eggs. Gemara says shum batzel ubeitza klufa. So a peeled egg. So for some reason, you don't peel a raw egg. You crack a raw egg, right? So I don't know what the Lashon Chazal is, but Maisa somewhere make all pizet. The Maisa held this was a shinu in the tzura from what Chazal we're talking about. We're not with that milson milson.
So, but when you have that Chazal, you crack an egg and it's fine.
Yeah, that's there's a tzad like that on raw eggs, no issue. And the same thing they say they're all make all by egg powder. It's another ingredient they use. That the powder should be okay because again it's a total different tzura from what Chazal are talking about. It's the Panim Chadashos, and there's other svaras, but that's I think the Iker Zach is like this, that there's a shinoi, it's a Panim Chadashos, and it's not in its original form. So then it's mutter. Okay, so Maisa, what's that? Emes is I think there's some Achrenim say dafka cooked, some say dafka raw. If anything, I think the pashtus is that it's dafka cooked. I think there are some sheets that say dafka roa, but I don't really see any raya either way. I think we're assuming, I think the assumption is, I think that the Isser involves all eggs, raw and cooked, certainly cooked, because klufa refers to cooked, and we have to come on to these other eitzes. Okay, so we're saying this whole Yisrael, that maybe this is Tal B'Hakol, because the Marshal, because the Yam Shishleimah, that the Ruchos and Chazal left it out, and it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and everything's left out, and so Mela, there's more of a Tal B'Hakol, but it's my name. So the big problem is, and L'Chari, this all stems with Kuf Tezayin, because you read the whole Kuf Tezayin is all about what? It's all about real Sakonis. Physical Sakonis. If you mix fish and meat, if you gilu the venom of a snake, doing dangerous things, that was Sifei, if anyone ever saw today Sifei, is all different types of dangerous things. Maisa, there's one halacha on Shulchan Aruch. That's from the Gemara and Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Mechaber says not to put mashkim tachas amita, not tafshal and mashkim, don't put food and drink under your bed. There's like a steer to the whole klal. And it's a problem, because here you see that Shulchan Aruch is recognizing that there's a thing called the Ruach Ra. So Imkain, so why are we leaving out all the other ones? Elmai, Shulchan Aruch knew the difference, Paiskim knew the difference, but my high, why would they know the difference? So Mechad Gisa, there's a hashmata of all these different inyanim, and here it's brought. Midach Gisa, this one is brought. So nice like this, very interesting. There's a Gemara in Shavuos over there. There's a Gemara in Shavuos in Daf Tesvav, and Kivager in the Gilyon over there quotes from a Sefer, Teres Chaim. And he says over there, like this, that the Pshat in this Ruach Ra, Tach Samita, I quote, V'nira, the Hainu the Isa Pesachim Kuf Yubez, Eichon Tach Samita Ruach Ra Shaleim, what's the Pshat in this Ruach Ra? Since a person sleeping, where a person sleeps in bed is echeshish b'misa, to keep the shmasa yotzis b'layla. Ulahachi ruach misava shari alei dinish b'shas shena al ha'oichlin hareki ilu hayu ba'oyal hames b'shari alei ruach misava. So something to do with the fact that when a person sleeping it's echeshish b'misa, so it's like me'ein a tumas mes and me'lo if it's under the bed, so it's like in the oyal hames and ruach ruach shari.
Does it matter if it's covered?
Oh, so we're gonna get to that. So the Maisa, so in Shevet Alevi, he has a tshuva, And he says that that's the pshat that Chazal brought this. So Maisa, this ruach ra of the nighttime of sleeping, we know it still exists. This is the one thing we know is from Agmarin, from Semigal, from the beginning of our Chaim, from Tiel Sidayim. We know that ruach ra comes from sleeping. So it's like, yeah, you see from this Teres Chaim that this was Kain, that type of ruach ra. The ruach ra comes from sleeping, which is like Kain, a certain Misa. So maybe specifically this ruach ra, it was Yedua to the Baal Shulchan Aruch and to the Poiskim that this still exists. Okay, so that's his pshat, why Dafka this one is brought. Lamaisa, it's Messiah Sheva Aleiv, makes sense. Chayra, sounds like a pshat. But Lamaisa, it very well could be that there's a different pshat here. And that's like this, that the Rambam, on this halacha, so the Rambam Bechal, throughout the Yad HaChazaka, doesn't really recognize any issues of Ruach Ran Shedim. He usually says a different chat or just leaves it out. So Maisa, in this halacha, the Rav Tacha Samita, so the Gemara, Babli says Lahedya, it's because of Ruach Ra. The Rambam, in Hilchos Tzeach, Perek Yud Beis Lachay, so he says Lahedya, that he says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says that the problem is if you leave something tachas amita, so something could fall in without you seeing because it's hidden away, meaning he's assuming it's uncovered. Something could fall in, something dangerous, either whatever it is, some dirt, poison, whatever it is, something dangerous, and then you'll eat it and you'll be in trouble. It'll cause you nezek. So the Ravid already jumps on him over there and says, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says ruach ra. Now, yeah, but the Gemara says lahedya, but because the problem is ruach ra, covering doesn't help. Again, like we said by the Batzal Beitza, Shum Batzal Beitza, putting something under the bed, the Gemara says, Ruach Ra, says, even if you cover it, it's not going to help. What? Yeah, so Ruach Ra, like we see, Chais, seems to go through, and I say, so Lamaisa, what's Pshat in the Rambam? So, could be, you know, the Yerushalmi mentions this halacha about Tachas Amita, the Yerushalmi Taka doesn't mention anything about Ruach Ra. And the Yerushalmi doesn't say that covering does not help. So maybe the Rambam, like he does in some places, and especially here in these Nyan Murachra, maybe he went with Yerushalmi, and he understood, like a Pashut of Mahalach, that it's just a problem of something practical falling into your food. So I just think that it could be that Shulchan Aruch, Betzim doesn't quote these things. That this halacha, which has a pshat alpi the Rambam, that it fits with Kuf Dezayin. You know, the whole halacha hey, that where this halacha is brought, it's all different things that are Pashut, regular physical danger, to put money in your mouth, to be choshes with different types of sweat, that Rambam speaks about. There's a plague, how to run away. So in between these halachas, he brings this halacha of tachas amita. So it could be that Etzem he's bringing it because the Rambam said a very practical pashut of thing, that under the bed, you have to be careful because things could fall in. Now, once he'll maisa brought the halacha, he's not going to leave out the pirish of the Bavli. So meaning, it could be it wouldn't have been brought if not for the fact that there's a Rambam. The Rambam says, it's like a pashut sakana, like all of Sefei. Sefei is all, the whole Kuf design is all pashut sakana. Once we bring it, so Melo, the Mechaber, has to bring also the Tam brought in Bavli. Okay, so Maisa, there is a nafkamina between the time and the place can point this out. The nafkamina is would covering and help. So Avada, okay, Maisa the Mechaber brings, and he brings it with the Tam of the Bavli, not of the Rambam, which is that there's a problem of Ruach Ra. So Ebazai, the halacha, you have to be choshish, even if it's covered. So here, though, Yesh Lodin, and that's, there's a tshuva from the Yisrael's tshuva, Chel Kalaf Reish Chof. So he says there that here, if it's covered very well, if it's Tzari V'chassimi, it's covered and sealed well, so it's okay. And he quotes the Gemara that you were quoting, the Gemara in Chulun Kafei, Taisus in Tainus, that Shaden don't have a Kayach if it's covered very well. Okay, so the problem is, we just saw that Shum Batzal Beitza, the Gemara says, hey, yeah, that if it's covered well, doesn't help. So the Surah Satchuva, the Pele, doesn't mention that Gemara. Doesn't mention that Gemara in that whole Sugya. Just leaves that out. So, L'chayr Tishtikal Tzarchim. But Me'idach Kisa, it could be that Adarabba, it could be Misham Raya, because the Emes, like this, the Gemara in Yidzayin, in Nida, Gemara says lahedya that afalpi that it's tzairi v'chasimi, it's sealed and enclosed. So afalpi came this ruach ra tshera. So it could be that was an exception by Shum Batzal Beitza. Mashenkin here, the source of truth is saying fine. That's an exception. Mashenkin over here, this Gemara in Sachem Kuf Yud Beis. Lashon the Gemara over here is just that even if it's covered, afilo mechupin bekli barzel ruach ra shayr lein. Even if it's covered. The Gemara doesn't mention Tzari V'chassimi. So suck the Tzari Tshuva. Over here, it just says a regular covering won't help. Mashenkein. But we have the Gemara in Chulin Kofei that says Tzari V'chassimi will help. And other rabbits, all meduyik. Take care. Lefi the call that Moshe is saying, that Imbay L'chidusha, so over there, by Shum Batzal Beitz, it says all kinds of coverings won't help. And so we said even, you know, to hermetically seal it, L'chair is a very big chedesh about it. Mashenkein over here, the Moshe just says Mechupin B'kli Barzel is a problem, so L'chair it's Yitachin. Makes a lot of sense to say that the Afka Mechupa, Stamak Kiso won't help, but if it's sealed properly, like many packaged foods, whatever it is, we'll call that Tzari V'chassimi, so then we could assume, L'chayr, that there won't be any problem with Ruach Ra. Just one other Nekuda is that L'maisa, it's also Meduyuk over here, that, and this is a bit of a discussion in the Achrenim, but Lo Yitain Tafshil V'lo Mashkim Tachas Hamita. So Khar doesn't mean anywhere anyone sleeps. Like if someone falls asleep on a chair or something, and under his chair there happens to be some food, that's not the Ruach Rav Mita. And Adirabi, the Pashtus is that by Mita, if you put something under there, even if there's no one sleeping there, which is the Chefta, Pshuto, it's Mashmas, the Chefta of Mita. So there's various different clairs in the Achronim, which again, it's very hard to bring right, because we're talking about Ruach Rav in terms of things that are not. So if it's not a Mita B'chal, and just point the person fell asleep, B'chal is for sure no problem. The question is, things like a plane seat, where it's very common that people sleep, or a child's stroller. So these things that it's very common that people sleep, and the Maisa Seif doesn't have, it's not a Mita, it's not a bed. So I think for the most part, we assume first that... what's that? Okay, maybe first class different. Okay, ultimately, Maisa, you're traveling. It's a vehicle, not a bed, but okay. So, the Maisa, I think we assume that there's no... The Maisa, it's not a bed, there's no... no Ruach Ra. And anyway, by the... So in some of the sermon, maybe it's in that Shevet Alevi, says by the baby stroller, so I'll pee that Torah Chaim, it said it's Tully in the Tumah of the night, and washing the hands, could be that, you know, there's a tzad in the Poskim that a small baby doesn't have this Ruach Ra. So Mimela, the Poskim where Taka Mekel, that under these types of things, certainly under a baby stroller, so there's no problem with Ruach Ra. And in this halacha, there's a Mefurash HaMachlekes in the Pesach Chuvi brings that is this Aser B'dievet. If a person goes ahead and does it, so... The Pesach Tshuva brings two shittas. He says from Meshuas Yankov that it's mutter, and he brings from the Bina Sadam Shem Legoin that it's aser. The Maaser B'Kivegu here says like the Meshuas Yankov that it's mutter b'diavad. So Chayra, welcome that there's any type of a hefsid, and befrat if you have some other tzirufin, like if it's tzair v'chasimi, if it's sealed properly, or other places if it's not touching the ground, different things. So then Chayra, there's for sure makom lahakol that kalpachas b'diavad, it won't be aser.